morning, and thank you for coming this morning. I've had the privilege and honor to chair the State Government Committee the past 4 years, and I'm pleased with the work and the accomplishments we have had, and I look forward to working on additional challenges in the weeks and months ahead. One of my 2019 goals for the committee is to bring some meaningful changes to the Pennsylvania election laws that will make it easier to vote, ensure elections, secure elections, and hopefully save money. In my first meeting with the county election officials, I was shocked by their comment that no state officials had worked closely with them about possible changes to the Pennsylvania election laws. I promised myself I would not only speak with those who run our elections, but I would also carefully listen to them. Today, I'm proud to announce elements of our partnership with county election officials, and I'm happy to join with a number of my Senate colleagues to advance meaningful reforms to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Some of these changes have been discussed for years, while others will require more discussion, and again, I look forward to these deliberations, which are a continuation of the work of the State Government Committee did last session. Public hearings, work groups, and many, many discussions with interested parties from across the Commonwealth and from both sides of the political aisle. In a few minutes, I will call upon my Senate colleagues to briefly review the pieces of the packages that we're sponsoring. But let me quickly review the entire package, beginning with three proposed constitutional amendments. The first, to make it easier to vote by absentee ballot. The second, to make it easier to recruit poll workers. And the third, to reduce confusion with voting on judicial retention questions. While hopefully each of these proposed constitutional amendments is non-controversial, we'll still have public hearings. Other bills in the package will further provide for both easier voting by absentee ballot and the possible creation of vote centers and possible use of curbside voting. I'm pleased to have worked with Senator Schwenk on the proposed absentee ballot changes, and I thank Senator Killian for taking the lead on giving counties the option of establishing vote centers and curbside voting. I believe each of these are common sense reforms, and I hope will be embraced by the voters. Likewise, I believe the changes proposed by the Senators Stefano and Martin will make it easier to recruit volunteers to work at the polls and reduce confusion for voters, possibly saving counties money. Senator Stefano is taking the lead to amend the Pennsylvania Constitution to eliminate restrictions on poll workers, and he also is the prime sponsor to adjust the number of ballots that need to be printed. Senator Martin is taking the lead to amend the Constitution to eliminate the requirements for separate ballots for judicial retention elections, legislation to clarify the number of votes to qualify as write-in winners, and he's joining with Senator Stefano on the number of ballots needed to be printed. Other pieces of the package include the establishment of permanent early voting lists and the possible consolidation of smaller precincts. The goal of each piece of the package is to make this easier to vote and possibly save counties money in the administration of elections. At this time, I will call upon Senator Schwenk to talk about her proposed absentee ballot. Senator Schwenk?
Thanks, Mike. Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Senator Fulmer, and thank you, everybody, for being here. This is actually a pretty good day. We're talking about improvements to our voting process that will make it so much easier for everyday citizens to exercise that precious right to vote. And I share Senator Fulmer's passion with trying to make these improvements. Life has changed, hasn't it? And it's time that we change this process to make it easier for people to vote. Here's what I'm proposing. I'm proposing to reinforce our own institutional democracy in Pennsylvania by giving our voters a chance to vote the way most Americans have for decades, the unconditional opportunity to vote by absentee ballot. My legislation means anyone who wants an absentee ballot can get it. If they use it, they cannot vote in person at the polling site. And generally, the same procedures now used for absentee ballots would apply, but with two important differences. First, the voter would not need to show that work, health, or religious duties prevent them from being able to vote in person. Second, it would simplify and adjust the current system, which has multiple deadlines and processes for applying for and counting those ballots. If a ballot is postmarked by the day before election and received before the deadline to certify elections, it will be counted. The single exception to the deadline would allow a voter to submit the ballot in person to the Elections Board at any time on Election Day. More specifically, the deadlines for returning an absentee ballot would be to return the ballot in person to the Election Board by 8 o'clock p.m. on Election Day, the time when the polls close, right? Or by mail, postmarked by the day before the election. There would also be a presumption that ballots with missing or illegible postmarks met the deadline. This legislation is critical because we've had news reports recently, and many of us know individuals who have talked about the fact that they don't think their absentee ballot counted because it didn't get there in time. It didn't get to the place that it needed to be counted. Many people thought they met the deadlines, but in fact had not, and their votes weren't counted. Nothing is more discouraging to a voter than that. One of the most exciting changes we're proposing with this legislation is to allow no excuse or universal absentee ballots. A majority of other states have been able to employ no excuse absentee ballots safely, securely, and credibly. And I think Pennsylvania can do it too. Voters shouldn't have to hope that their plans to vote on Election Day aren't foiled by unforeseeable or unexpected circumstances. Life happens, right? They shouldn't have to choose between fulfilling their role as citizens and meeting urgent demands for their time, attention, and resources. Voters in 27 other states can vote safely and securely with no excuse absentee ballots. I'm confident that voters in Pennsylvania can do it too. If no excuse absentee ballots in other states can remove needless and outdated obstacles to exercising that fundamental democratic right to vote, Pennsylvania voters deserve that same opportunity. And that's what I hope we'll be able to give them. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Now we'll have Senator Killian to discuss his legislation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me first congratulate you on following the county commissioners. As a former member of Delaware County Council, it's the local counties that have to run the elections, and it was almost embarrassing we waited so long to involve our county commissioners in the process. I am pleased to join my colleagues in the Senate State Government Committee to introduce this sweeping and bipartisan election reform package. Our goal is to make the voting process open, accessible, and convenient so that all Pennsylvanians can cast their ballots and be part of the election process. I am proud to sponsor legislation that would make voting more convenient, giving counties the option of using vote centers and providing curbside voting to people with disabilities. Pennsylvania will join 13 other states. Counties have the option of using vote centers, which allow the voters to cast their ballots at any vote center in the county, regardless of their own address. By giving voters more convenience, they may increase voter turnout, providing cost savings. I also believe it's important to provide safe and private way for people with disabilities to vote, and this will allow curbside voting. I am pleased to join my colleagues on this very important legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Killian. And up next, we'll have Senator Stefano.
Oh, I was just there. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I've been in the Senate now for about 5 years, going on 5 years, one thing I've noticed in Pennsylvania, we don't like change. And what we're finding, though, is the world is changing around us. And we need to be getting some of our codes back up and match what's going on in the world, or in some cases, we need to lead. Something else is happening, too. We are actually listening to the people who are on the ground. As we talked with talked with my election bureau leaders, and they're telling me what their issues are and hearing what the problems are and the changes that we need to make. So I step forward and I'm sponsoring the constitutional amendment part of this package, that we're going to remove the constitutional restriction for state and federal employees to be working as poll workers, because that's what I hear from my directors. They're not able to find people to work the polls. And if we want to have accessible elections, we need people to be staffing our poll locations. And I think this is a very important change we need to make. The other one is that I'm sponsoring, the other part of this package, is the reduction of printed ballots. Even though I come from the printing industry, there are times we need to make some changes. And we are printing 110% of ballots of all the registered voters. And we're going to look at the different ways to measure and accurately predict the number of people coming in over the last 3 years who are coming in to vote, and then trying to match our printed ballots to that plus extra. So again, I'm glad to be part of State Government Committee, work with Senator Fulmer as chairman, and make these important changes as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Stefano. And now we're going to have Senator Martin to discuss his legislation.
Good morning. First, I want to thank Senator Fulmer, Senator Schwenk, Senator Killian, and Senator Stefano for the willingness to work together on probably one of the most important set of issues that makes everything work. And in this building, and local governments across the Commonwealth, and in every other fashion. Change needs to be done, and I find it to be a very positive first step that state government, specifically elected officials that are standing up here, are willing to work with the people who actually have that boots on the ground experience and actually implementing elections, seeing where some of the process improvements can come, how to find efficiency and better utilization of county property tax dollars. And these bills certainly make a serious case for reforming such. The two bills in particular I'd like to talk about first and foremost is there's going to be a constitutional amendment to eliminate pretty much a very archaic clause that did not make much sense regarding having to have separate ballots for judicial-related questions. And if anyone has ever walked into a polling place and you're working on your first ballot and you turn it over and it's blank and then you realize you have this second piece of paper in your hand, you realize just how inefficient that is. It leads to double the wear and tear on the various scanning machines and the opportunities for various ballot stubs that weren't torn off properly to cause potential jams. And quite frankly, it's a waste of money. There's no logical reason why we cannot remove that provision. It certainly will allow county governments, when they go out and procure, to get the paper for the ballots to be able to save on costs. You'll particularly see the impact on that on the odd number years election, where you tend to see a lot more local government positions on the ballot when our judicial elections often occur in a lot of those odd number years. But let's only use a second piece of paper when we absolutely have to. So that would be the purpose of that. The second piece is to change a provision, and I'm sure Mickey Mouse won't be happy, in terms of allowing one vote to get somebody into office, whether it's somebody writing in their friend's name, whether it's someone writing in their own name. The whole purpose of this, when you get elected into office, is you're elected by various citizens. There's other people out there that think you're the right person for the job. And this usually typically happens a lot more local government races where you see no candidates for certain positions. And they write one name in, and that person gets on the ballot. But people who go through the process, typically for some positions, might have to have 10 nominating signatures on their petition by their friends or neighbors that live in that area. And yet that requirement that could put you on the ballot doesn't seem to pertain in a general election to someone just writing their name in. And in some places across the Commonwealth, you get some individuals who get in there has caused a lot of problems for local governments in different functions that they basically wrote themselves into. So this would require that those people would have to get at least 10 signatures, which means they would have to stand in front of their peers at a polling place or in the district that they're running in and make the case as to why you should write that person's name in order to hold that office. So those are the two provisions that we've been working on. But thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Scott. Or Senator Martin, sorry.
Scott's okay.
Thank you, Scott. Right now we're going to have Commissioner Priest, who's a good friend, and as a county commissioner, we want to hear your perspective, sir.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Bipartisan election reform. How refreshing to hear those words. In fact, I'm going to say them again. Bipartisan election reform. And I want to thank the individuals standing behind me collectively working together in a joint cooperative manner to get things done for the citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Senators Fulmer, Schwenk, Killian, Stefano, and Martin, for your leadership and hard work on this election reform package. And to our leaders in Washington, D.C., Try taking a page out of our state senator's book on working together to get things accomplished. Write your memoirs after you leave office. While you're in office, lead. As a commissioner for Dauphin County, it's 159 election districts. On behalf of my colleagues, Jeff Hayes, George Hartwick, and all the other county commissioners that are assembled here today, I want to welcome the chance to voice support for these proposals that aim to make voting more convenient and maximize voter participation throughout the Commonwealth. Our county election offices are on the front lines of democracy, registering voters and administering elections twice a year. Over the past several months, when the Senate held public hearings and working group meetings, county commissioners, election officials, and representatives from the County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania have been at the table, actively engaged in discussions. And for that, we thank each and every one of you. This past election generated record turnout for a midterm election throughout Dauphin County and in many areas across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Close to 110,000 of our registered voters cast their ballots, an impressive turnout for a non-presidential election year. And we want to encourage more voter participation. Yet we need to ensure casting your vote isn't time-consuming or an inconvenience. This package of bills you've heard today will accomplish those goals and may even save taxpayer money. Thank you again for inviting county officials to be at the table and for addressing this important issue.
Last but not least, I call upon one of those whose job it is to run elections. Ensure every voter is properly registered, make sure every vote counts, and counts. County election directors, we're pleased to have one of these with us, and that is Mr. Forrest Lehman. I'm looking forward to your comments, sir.
Yes, Director of Elections in Lycoming County. I want to thank Senators Fulmer, Schwenk, Killian, Stefano, and Martin, all of the legislative staff, in particular Fred Sembach and Michaela Totino, and also the county election directors who worked together on this package of election reform bills. There's one other county election official, Mike Anderson, from Lebanon County here today, so thanks for coming, Mike. Today's bills took shape over several months of discussions between different groups of people who shared a common goal. That was to introduce long-needed fixes to the election code. And as a county election director, I am thrilled by today's announcement. These bills would give counties the flexibility and the tools that we need to meet the challenge of delivering elections on new paper-based voting systems going forward. Counties need the legislature to make it easier for us to recruit poll workers. We need changes to reduce the costs of printing paper ballots. We need adjustments to how write-in votes are tabulated on these paper ballots so that we can more quickly certify official results for everybody who wants to know them. We need new precinct consolidation and vote-by-mail options for delivering paper-based elections to the smallest precincts, which can reduce the overall cost to buy new voting systems. And finally, we need no-excuse absentee voting so that counties never have to deny a voter's request for an absentee ballot. Today's package of bills would do all of those things and more. So I am very excited and thankful to see them announced. In addition, however, I am just as excited by what these bills hopefully represent for the future, because they are an example of what the legislature and counties can accomplish when we work together. So on behalf of all county election directors in the Commonwealth, I thank Senator Fulmer and his staff and his committee for reaching out to us, for offering us an opportunity to contribute our thoughts. It has been a joyful and an affirming experience to work with state legislators who value our opinions and who want to work with us to improve elections in the Commonwealth. I hope that the legislature will continue to communicate with and collaborate with county election directors on these bills and also on future election-related bills before they are introduced. And we stand ready, county election officials. We are ready to listen, to discuss, and assist however we can be helpful. So thank you again.
Thank you so much, Forrest. The goal here was, of course, to listen and to get together, and these bills were their ideas, not our ideas. and such. So right now, I'm going to open it up for questions. And we have the first one over here.
Senators, package doesn't include allowing independent voters to vote during primaries, an issue pushed by the Senate President Pro Tem. Why is that not included?
Well, we're looking into the election codes right now, and we're starting the process. And I'm not dismissing that issue. Personally speaking, I have to say that I have to agree with Senator Scarnati. My biggest question for everybody out there is, why is independent voters and third-party voters paying for the elections of Republicans and Democrats? And they're not able to be part of it. So it's an issue that we'll be looking at. I've been speaking to Senator Scarnati.
The bill's already out.
The bill's already out.
Okay, the bill's already
out. Yeah, the bill's already out.
Okay, but it's not part of this package.
It wasn't part of this package, no.
Will that bill be brought up in your committee, though?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely?
Yes. Yes.
Senator, there have, you know, these issues have been raised before, and I'm just wondering, you know, why do this now, and was there something that changed that allowed you guys to get this, you know, maybe critical mass of bipartisan support that you think is going to make you successful?
Well, I waited a long time to become chairman of the State Government Committee, number one. We got busy last year with working on redistricting reform, which we got close but didn't get it over the finish line, and I apologize for that. The election codes have not been looked at, probably, maybe tweaked a little bit, but never looked at in its fullest for probably about 70 years. And we saw it as a necessity. But before we did this was this. We had to talk to the, I believe that we had to talk to the judges of elections, because they're the people that run the elections. And so any type of reforms that we were going to do were going to be based upon their suggestions and how it would best be implemented, because the goal in all of this is, one, secure elections, every person vote counts, making it easier for people to vote, and possibly saving our county's monies in doing so.
You're right. So, two questions. First, in other places, there have been concerns that consolidating smaller precincts could make it harder for folks to vote. Is that something you've considered at all as part of this, or?
Well, any of these issues are going to be vetted. And because we have the packages introduced doesn't mean that there might not have to be some tweaks. We're going to be having hearings on them, and they're going to be fully vetted before it's going forward. This is an introduction of getting a process moving in this very long process of trying to get a bill done, and especially the processes of trying to get constitutional amendments done. So this is the beginning process.
And do you have any sense of timeline on this, and have you heard from your colleagues in the House? And
We're starting this out. I need to have a discussion with my partner across the aisle. I mean, not across the aisle, but across the House, the new State Government Committee chairman. Just got back, all right, but we're trying to get on the ground running. So the quest here is to try to get it done as soon as possible, but at the same time, making sure we do it in a very deliberate fashion.
Can someone up there speak to why counties just can't consolidate small precincts now? Under the law?
They've attempted.
Go ahead, Scott. This is your bill, anyway.
It's a frustrating topic, and there's been attempts to do some. When I was a county commissioner in Lancaster, we had precincts where you might have, 20 people who vote in a given election, and the precinct next door has 30 people, and the polls are literally right across the street from each other, and you've tried to merge them, and then the courts overturn it. So you run into issues like that. So it hasn't been smooth sailing, but I think in reality, especially when you talk about the cost of voting machines, a lot of the mandates that have come down on the counties in terms of updating equipment, I think we need to do our due diligence in listening to their concerns. If, you know, they're going to have to go through this, is how can we assist them to make their jobs easier? And there are plenty, and we had 200 and, I don't know where Dennis, he left, 240 some polls in Lancaster County, and we've been through that. We have scars on our back and doing common sense, trying to consolidate things, and you're not able to be successful, or for locations that you can't find. There is no municipal building, there's no school, there's no church, you know, and trying to come up with solutions in terms of how you manage those boundary lines with precincts, we want to try to find a way to make it easy as possible.
Yes.
For the, on the constitutional amendment of poll workers, do you know, you said that state and federal employees cannot be poll workers right now. Do you know why that is?
So is the problem, sir.
Right now, it's a constitutional ban, a Pennsylvania constitutional ban.
Do other states allow that?
Can you speak on that?
You know, that's a good question. Some probably other states might. I'm not sure. All I know is that in Pennsylvania, we don't. And that's why Senator Stefano has taken the lead on this.
Yeah, some changes will be necessary. And constitutional amendments are very difficult. But if we're going to start a change process, we have to start it now. It'll take two sessions to complete. And then the voters get to decide, too, because it will be a voter referendum.
Mike, can I?
Yes. What is Senator Martin?
We have a lot of folks that serve in the Senate that have run elections too, and I could Senator Schwenk, and I could tell you that finding people to either fill elected positions, judge of election, minority inspector, majority inspector, the other volunteer positions that go into making the whole process work is extremely difficult. Every year, election directors are out there trying to recruit people, and I believe taking a list before the judge of appointments, trying to find people from all over your county that are willing to serve in these areas, and it's very, very difficult. And so anything that can help us in finding people to make the process work on election day and all those various polls is good. And that ban, quite frankly, is not really understood. If no one can really answer it, I don't know why we would prevent the ability to have willing workers to help volunteer on election day or fill a place where you can't fill a judge of elections or any of the inspectors. So this is just meant to help that.
Yes, Senator, Commissioner Christian Leinbach, Berks County. I can't tell you how refreshing this is to see Democrats, Republicans working together with county commissioners. These are issues that we see on a regular basis and have been brought to the forefront largely because of the court decision between the Commonwealth and the Stein campaign that is dictating all counties have new certified machines by 2020. These are some very common sense proposals that have bubbled up from counties. And you as senators have listened. We appreciate it very, very much. I call out my Senator Schwenk from Berks County and also former county commissioner. But that's what's driven this. This is not some political initiative or trying to grandstand. It made sense because of the decisions that took place last year that have put counties in some challenging positions. And we appreciate what you're doing today.
Well, thank you very much. And that was basically the goal here. And ladies and gentlemen, let's be real here, okay? These issues about good government, common sense issues, these aren't red and blue issues. These should be purple issues. These are issues that are about the people of Pennsylvania and about establishing, making sure that our elections are run properly, again, secure, that votes count, make it easier to vote, all these things. And again, I want to emphasize, these were not our ideas. These are ideas from our judges of elections. And it's from having hearings and roundtables on those discussions and taking them and then working with them to do the best we can do for the people of Pennsylvania.